Welcome back into the press box and our weekly racing preview. It's brought to you by Keeneland, by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Equiride, by the Fairgrounds, by Arlington Park, by Clark Distributing, and by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Dave Baker and the Grand Domo of all things related to the press box and the Louisville Thoroughbred Society. Gene McLean here with us. And Mr. McLean, we have come to the end of another meet at the spa.
You know, time flies when you're having fun, and man, we have had a fast and quick and rapid summer, Davey Buzz Baker, and
yes,
this one has been as fast as any as I can remember. But, you know, when we get to this time of the schedule, not only are we looking back on what a great summer it has been, but what a great racing fall it will be. And this kicks off, this is the Midsummer Derby, probably one of the biggest events outside of the Triple Crown, squeezed right almost dead in between the Triple Crown and the Breeders' Cup. And I think it has implications for both those coming out of the Derby and for those pointing towards the Breeders' Cup Classic.
And the way these things always seem to go, Gene, there is not only discussion about who's in, but who's out as well.
Yeah, you know, much has been said about this year's Travers, about who's not running. A game winner looked to be setting on a big race and headed east after winning the Los Alamitos Derby. It looked kind of like the two-year-old champ of a year ago, but he goes down to Del Mar, trains very well. But a week out, he gets sick, spikes a fever, and is going to be domiciled on the West Coast and is not coming. Bob Baffert's replacing him with Mucho Gusto. And then we had Maximum Security, who was a controversial winner of the Haskell. I think controversial and Maximum Security name goes together. But his connections, the same ones as game winner, Gary and Mary West, and that trainer, Jason Service, in that case, have decided to skip the Travers, give their horse more time. And now both of those may end up in the Pennsylvania Derby with my favorite three-year-old of the year, Mr. Money. But much has been made of those two horses, Game Winner and Maximum Security, skipping the Travers. But we got 12 horses in the Travers, Buzzy, and I think it's a dynamite race.
12 three-year-olds going in this classic. And so the question becomes then, Mr. McLean, who do you like in the Travers?
Well, I'm going very bullish in this race, Buzzy. You know, the race itself doesn't appear to have a lot of speed or pace in it, but a lot of times when you say that, then other trainers see the same things and go for the lead when it's not normally their style or racing strategy. But all that being said, I'm going strong with Tacitus. There we go. In Midway, you know, we just throw words together, you know, the way we kind of phonetically spell those out.
Well, I know you've been working on your Icelandic jargon as well.
That's right. But Tacitus is my pick. I think he'll be 5-2 or around those morning line odds. He went to his nose in the Jim Dandy, but came up out of that and ran a very strong second. You know, the horse has had some terrible racing luck to date. You know, the Jim Dandy, where he was second behind Tax, he went to the nose leaving the gate. He got up and kind of ran a huge one. In the Belmont, he went wider than wide. He was probably gave up 6 to 10 lengths to the winner that day, being Sir Winston. The Derby, he was well behind. He was 16th at one time. He passes them all to be fourth, moved up to third in the Derby. Before that, though, Buzzy, he wins the Wood Memorial. He wins the Tampa Bay Derby. He won his maiden race back in the end of November. So, I mean, this horse, I think he gets blinkers for the first time, a Son of Tappet out of the Great Mare Close Hatches. He is my strong and staunch pick to win this year's Travers.
I'm going
to
ask you one other question from the amateur handicapper standpoint. Do you think Code of Honor needs another race besides this one?
No, I think Code of Honor is certainly capable of winning this race, Buzzy, as the horse to his immediate outside, Highest Honors. Both of those horses owned by Mr. Farish over at Lane's End Farm. I think Code of Honor has been training great. You never hear trainer Shook McGahee really tout his horses off morning
right
works. But Shug has been very bullish on the way Code of Honor, a son of Noble Mission, has been working in the mornings, and I think you better be, kind of tune those ears in to when Shug says good things usually happen. He's one of the greatest of this in the history of training horses, and Code of Honor I don't dismiss lightly, nor do I dismiss Highest Honors, the other horse
right.
that Mr. Parrish owns, trained by Chad Brown, a son of Tappet, rapidly improving. He won the Curlin Stakes. I think both of those figure in this race, as does Tax, who is going to be on the far outside in the 12-hole. I don't like that 12-hole for Tax, but Tax is one of the few horses in the race that has the ability to go out and be a pace presence on paper. So Tax I like. I do kind of like Code of Honor and Highest Honors. And there's a fourth I'll throw in there, Endorsed, who is 15-1 in the morning line, ran behind Highest Honors in the Curlin. Probably the best pedigree in the race, if not one of the best pedigrees, endorsed by Medaglia d'Oro. I think he's going to run a huge one trained by Karen McLaughlin, but I think they all have to beat Tacitus.
All right, and that's the Press Box in our weekly racing preview, all of Gene's picks. You can find them on thepressboxlts.com and all the action on the final day at the Spa as well. The Press Box in our weekly racing preview is brought to you by Keeneland, by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Equiride, by the Fairgrounds, by Arlington Park, by Clark Distributing, and by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Mr. McLean, I'm not going to give it away, so I'll just wait till you get back. But hopefully you and Leanne have a one of those magically safe and enjoyable journeys.
Well, we'll bring you back an ice cube. How about that?
That's just so awesome. I can't wait. Thanks, my friend. Have a great time.
You're the best. Love you, brother. Look forward to seeing you when we get home.
Love you too, pal. Take care.
Take care, friend.